This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. and Iraqi forces are now conducting operations against insurgents south of Baghdad following the recent retaking of Samarra north of the capital. Still to come are expected larger campaigns in the densely populated Sunni rebel strongholds of Ramadi and Fallujah to help make way for elections in January. But there's risk that those operations could result in large numbers of civilian casualties and prompt a backlash that only boosts support for insurgents. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The August 7, 2003 suicide bombing outside Baghdad's Jordanian embassy, the first major car bombing in post-Saddam Iraq, didn't kill a single U.S. soldier.
Right, let's go. Everybody back on this side of the guardrail. Let's go.
Jordanian-born extremist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi took credit for that bombing that killed 19 Iraqi civilians and injured 65 others. Since then, a stream of insurgent attacks has killed hundreds of Iraqi civilians and inflicted incalculable grief on Iraqi families, like this Baghdad father whose teenage son was killed in a car bombing this summer.
I have three boys, and he was the eldest. I only say to those who did this, is this your idea of heroism and bravery?
While ordinary Iraqis have expressed private outrage, they've only taken to the streets over American-led counterinsurgency strikes that have inflicted civilian casualties in both Shiite and Sunni strongholds. The U.S. halted the Marines' spring attack on Sunni-dominated Fallujah, in part because graphic images of civilian deaths on Arabic TV sparked anger that started to cross sectarian lines. In April, Baghdad teacher Noe Hamid donated blood to support Iraqis fighting in Fallujah.
I give my blood and my money and everything. We are ready to fight the Americans. They killed our brother. They killed our women, our children in Fallujah, in Najaf, in Nasiriyah.
In estimates based largely on media reports, two independent groups say between 7 and 12,000 Iraqi civilians have died in the war so far. U.S. defense officials claim they don't track the number of civilian or enemy dead. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said again this week, quote, "We don't do body counts like they used to in the old days." Civilian casualties will certainly be a factor in coming days as U.S. commanders weigh when and how to reassert control over more insurgent-held areas. In figures first released to Knight Ridder News, the interim Iraqi health ministry says that between April 5th and mid-September of this year, almost 3,500 Iraqis were killed in combat. 328 of those were women and children. Sarah Lee Whitson, Middle East Director for Human Rights Watch, says bureaucratic stonewalling and violence have all but shut down their attempts to independently verify those numbers and document the war's larger impact on civilians.
Our own ability to travel to, say, Fallujah or Najaf to investigate civilian casualties and the circumstances of their deaths has been completely stymied because of the deteriorating security situation. The roads are just so dangerous.
The Iraqi Health Ministry says 13,000 Iraqis were also injured in that same April to September period. The true death and injury figure is probably higher. Iraqi hospital records are incomplete, and many Iraqis don't bring their dead to the morgue or notify the fledgling Iraqi government. The Iraqi ministry believes almost all of those 3,500 killed were civilians caught in the fighting, not insurgents. But U.S. commanders argue that insurgents in both Sunni and Shiite areas entrench themselves in populated civilian zones and, with few exceptions, wear civilian garb.
We never, never intentionally target innocent civilians.
Lieutenant General Lance Smith is deputy commander of American forces in the Middle East. He questions just who those civilians are that are reported dead by Iraqi hospitals.
Everybody that we're fighting to an Iraqi in a hospital is a civilian. I mean, look at what they're showing on television. I mean, it's a guy in civilian clothes with an RPG on his shoulder shooting at us. If he dies, the next thing we know, we've killed a civilian. So I don't accept that we are killing innocent civilians.
Lieutenant General Smith says the U.S. tries to minimize innocent civilian casualties by using satellite-guided munitions and on-the-ground intelligence to pinpoint targets. Zarqawi's network and Iraqi insurgents, he says, kill indiscriminately and often intentionally target innocents. But modern counterinsurgent fights from Vietnam to Central America show that local people are far more forgiving to insurgents. British Army Colonel Christopher Langton is the head defense analyst at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Anywhere you look in history, in an insurgent campaign, the indigenous non-state insurgent groups causing casualties is something which is not necessarily acceptable, but can be borne by a population. What cannot be borne so much is casualties caused by the power which is trying to carry out the counterinsurgency and may be a foreign power.
The challenge for U.S. and Iraqi forces, Langton argues, is to conduct combat operations while winning some popular support that can build legitimacy for the interim government. And going after these insurgent no-go zones quickly before elections, he says, makes that challenge even harder.
The territory you have to capture is the mind of the population collectively. And that means treading softly, taking time. But the options at the moment for the United States and the Iraqi forces, if there are to be elections in January, are few and far between.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.